AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The CDC calls its latest guidance a powerful moment, long in the making. AP Sagar-Magani has more.
The agency says fully vaccinated Americans can now safely stop wearing masks outdoors and inside most places.
We have all longed for this moment, when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Director Rochelle Walensky says even those fully vaccinated should still wear masks while traveling and inside facilities like hospitals. The change comes with virus cases at their lowest rate since September and deaths the lowest since last April. About 154 million Americans have received at least one vaccine dose, and more than 117 million are fully vaccinated. But the new guidance is likely to cause some confusion, since businesses and others have no way of knowing who is and is not vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden says the Colonial Fuel pipeline is running again, but
will not feel the effects at the pump immediately. This is not like flicking on a light switch.
President warns against panic gas buying. AP Shelley Adler says some states don't have the usual gas supply.
GasBuddy.com says nearly 70% of North Carolina's gas stations on Thursday were still without fuel, as were about half the stations in South Carolina and Georgia. Drivers on the East Coast were also having trouble, with more than half the stations tapped out in Virginia. The nation's capital was among the hardest hit places, with 73% of stations out.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says Israel and Hamas have to stop the fighting.
We are deeply concerned with the loss of life among civilians, especially among children.
Israel's military confirms three rockets were fired from Lebanon toward Israel. This is AP News. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign the state's so-called Heartbeat Act.
It would ban abortions after the first detection of an embryonic heartbeat. An electric signal flutter can be detected at about 6 weeks' development in an embryo, although it doesn't really have a heart, and it isn't even yet a fetus. What's also unique about this bill is that it allows anyone to sue a doctor or a person who helped a woman get an abortion. The Right to Life group says it doesn't punish women, but critics say it will allow abortion opponents to flood the courts with lawsuits, harassing doctors, patients, friends, and even a parent who paid for a procedure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The price of Bitcoin slid below $50,000 after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said because of environmental concerns, the company will no longer accept the digital currency for its vehicles. Bitcoin relies on computers powered by electricity generated for the most part by power plants. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.